When Mozart sits down to paint, he just paints. I don't think the first time Mozart sat down to paint, he thought he was going to be an incredible painter.
Well, music.
What?
Mozart's music.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, yes, yeah. Music.
Yes, sir. 11:36. Thursday morning here with the Invasion. Donovan Lewis, Matt McLaren. We will get back into the Cowboys to start off your lunch hour. But as you just heard Donnie tell Norm, and Norm responds so perfectly, it is boy music.
Mozart's music. I was trying to be as discreet as I possibly could.
Mozart music.
with the message. Right, from going to almost whispering it to fumbling like Norm did. Man, I love that intro. But started getting the news when we were on dry dock, Matt, and I didn't know what to make of it. I even heard, I think it was maybe Davey made one of the last E-News segments that he did of the year about MTV and how it was kind of going away. And the last video that they're going to play, no, it was probably the first E-News of the year when he talked about that and brought that up, that the first video that they ever played on MTV was Video Killed the Radio Star.
That's right.
The last one they played on New Year's Eve was that. And you're wondering, okay, what does that even mean, that MTV is going away? Well, it's not going away. They're not even stopping playing. They're not going to stop playing videos. It was just a channel. They had the MTV channel in the UK and Australia that stopped playing music videos. But they still have a couple of other channels, specific channels, streaming channels, that will play some music videos. So to kind of get the news out there that, oh my gosh, MTV is going away, is not true at all. Because the MTV,
right,
we know it right now, can't remember the last time they even thought about playing a music video. It's just all reality TV show. They'll play movies, whatever it is. But it is a trip when you think about MTV and how when we first had cable at our house, at the Lewis household, me and my sister, my older sister, we would be glued to MTV, watching music videos and songs that we didn't know anything about. That's the only exposure we had to music that was not rap music or R&B music, was videos on MTV. That's it. So if you would ask me about certain songs, Dire Straits, Money for Nothing, the only reason I know that is because of videos on MTV.
Great video.
The only reason.
Awesome song.
Take On Me.
Right. Another classic video
of all time. Right, right. I can't tell you the countless hours we sat in front of the television watching music videos and just taking in the music that we didn't hear at our house, we didn't hear on the radio stations that we listened to. It never caused us to change radio stations. We would just always consume that music on MTV through music videos. And then, of course, how it expanded to the shows that would have the video countdowns, and then the artists would go on those shows to promote albums and
huge.
All that. Like, it just grew.
TRL was, Total Request Live was huge.
106 and Park on BET. And just those artists making a point to go on there to, you know, expose, to premiere or debut their video. And then, you know, their album. Because it only took one hit single to make an album go gold, platinum, double platinum. That's all you needed. And you had to have that music video that accompanied that. And how us old folks will always ask, are they even making music videos anymore? And of course they are.
Yes.
But it's just on streaming services and YouTube and all that. And not just the dedicated channels to say, this artist has debuted this song. They're going to make this video to put it on at this time so you can check it out and go out there and buy it. It was an institution now that feels like it's going away, and I think it has, because you do have streaming now. Instead of just physically going to make a single to put on an album to go buy an album, you can just go get the music and download it, and it's boom, it's right there.
Yeah, I was in high school and MTV was barely playing music videos. Like, this is not that was not a new model for them, and like up until like 2 months ago, the channel itself was pretty much just ridiculousness. Like 90% of their schedule for the week was that.
Right.
And then when they canceled that show, that was the signal that things were starting to change and we're about to really, really adjust to a new period.
Because they have MTV Classic and MTV Live that's still alive and well in the UK and Australia and US. And then, of course, you have Tubi and Pluto that run music videos. Music 24/7. I almost sounded like Norm right there.
You did.
24/7. And MTV has channels like MTV Spanking New, MTV Biggest Pop, and MTV Flow Latino. Have you ever heard of any of those outlets for MTV?
The only one I'd ever heard of outside of MTV, and I guess they had MTV2 for a while with the double dog head,
right,
was MTV 80s, which I saw once, and I was like, oh, okay, I'll watch that, because that's what MTV used to be. It was music videos from the 80s, which I liked. I wasn't allowed to watch it when I was growing up.
Okay.
So it wasn't until, because obviously not all those music videos are meant for children, and I was a single-digit kid throughout most of the 80s, so the stuff that they were showing on there is probably inappropriate for an 8-year-old, so to say. But then I remember I was a teenager when the Real World, actual first-ever Real World, came out in 1992. And that, of course, revolutionized what reality TV is. There were air quote. Dang, that was a great squeak. Holy crap. Did you hear that?
That deserves it. Everybody, go!
We hear the squeak from his mouth. Woo, woo. Addy Mouse is in the house.
Man, that was.
Can I just pop a vocal cord?
That was impressive.
All-timer.
What was that? Yeah, that's an all-timer.
That was epic. But I was going to say, in air quotes, there were reality, like Candid Camera or something like that. Remember
in
that show?
Squeak quotes.
Yes. But man, when Real World came out, that was something else. No. Original Real World.
Right, right.
Not what it became, but the original one, you watch it, you're like, this is fascinating.
Say what you want, how crazy Jersey Shore was.
Yeah,
but
Jersey
that
Shore
was huge and kind of changed the game as far as that goes, and everyone kind of poured into that reality television. But man, it just goes back. And you know what? We always talk about everything was great or better back in the day. And I do wonder if MTV said, you know what? We're going to go back to our roots. And these artists right now that have new music coming out, they make videos. We're going to have 4 or 5 hours in a row dedicated to music videos.
I don't know.
And I think people will go, what the hell are we doing here?
Yeah, now it's become such a society of pick what you want when you want it. Versus somebody curating saying to you, here's the videos you get to watch. Instead of, I can go on YouTube, here's the artist I like, and now I want to see this one, and not wait for you to come around and play whatever it is that you're going to play.
Because the patience level has gone away while we're just sitting there waiting to see what the next video is going to roll out.
If
I want to see this video now, I'm going to look it up, and I'm going to watch it. Yeah, right.
And I do wonder if there was, it might have been in the 90s, because I watched a lot of MTV in the 90s, where they still played music videos. You got the Real World before it became where they were paying people to be on it and they lived in a mansion. And they had some other unique programming mixed in with it where it might have hit its peak, where you got a mix of really actual, if you like reality TV, actual real good reality television, along with the music videos that were still being made that they would play on there. And then stuff like Total Request Live, where Carson Daly was hosting that and things like that. Jackass debuted on MTV. I think that was probably early aughts, though. But there is a sweet area in there where the videos still worked along with the other content.
I used to get so upset at the countdown shows because they would show the videos from 10 to 2 fully.
Yeah.
And then they'd run out of time and one, it's the most requested video. And a fourth of the way through, they'll start running credits and they never showed the whole thing. And I was like, okay, why don't we start at the top? It's the most requested one. Everybody wants to see it.
Right.
And then count down to go that way. If I...
Video countdowns got me.
Were the executive producer of that show, I would do that differently to show the most requested one at the very beginning. Why do we have to keep teasing and
I don't know.
Have the anticipation? That's the one you want to see. That's the one we're playing.
We're trying to get ratings.
Or what if we play the most requested one over and over throughout the whole entire hour?
There you go.
The one everyone wants
to see.
That's the name of the show, the one everyone wants to see.
And then you just keep
about their TSL or TSW, then they time spent watching.
But that's the most requested one, right? That's
what
everyone
wants
to see.
Channel.
And I'll tell you which ones were also in the countdown. I'll mention 10 and 9, and I'll set up at number one. Here's Dire Straits.
Just before every break, you play the number one. Like, you're talking about the other ones, but before every break, we go back. And since we know you want to hear this.
And you want to see it.
But you'd have to censor the Dire Straits now. You can't play the original one.
I will take your word for it.
Yeah.
I don't remember the lyrics.
Yeah, they had to change some of the lyrics
okay.
in that one. But the countdown thing, man, that used to hook me. Whether it was MTV video countdowns
or
remember Casey Kasem? You'd be driving around, you'd be like, all right, and I would turn it on the way driving back to college in like the late 90s, and I would listen to it the whole way there to see what's the number of song gonna be this week.
It just hooked us now, but I'm with you. The impatience of society right now to say, if that's what I want to see and hear, I don't want to wade through all the muck. To get the song or the video that I want.
I've done that now in recent years because SiriusXM on satellite radio sometimes will be year-end wrap-up. And then they'll be like, all right, here are the top songs. Like, I forget, it might have been 80s on 8 that was, here are the top songs from 1987. And I could look it up on my phone.
No, but it's great to have that anticipation.
Man, what was number 6? I love this song. And you're just, what are we doing?
It takes you back from when we had those shows.
I guess so,
and those countdowns and how I just consumed all that music. It's a lot of people I grew up with, if they didn't have cable and they're listening to the stations that we loved, they didn't know anything about it. But man, my sister and I, we would just kick our parents out of the big room, out of the living room, so we can watch cable and watch MTV.
And I imagine, and I know this is true, that some of the news anchors of ABC, CBS, Fox, those, like Peter Jennings, Dan Rather, whatever, were just these superstar type people. That's how I viewed MTV VJs.
Right, right.
Like I remember when Rockfest was here in 97 at Texas Motor Speedway and MTV was out here. Man, you're trying to get a glimpse of those guys and you'd see, like, oh my God, I can't believe they're here. Cause you would see them, you know, but you know what I'm saying? What?
That was almost a Senate squeak. That was impressive.
I really don't even know what to say.
You're running out of ink.
Like Kurt
writing
Loder.
All this down.
Kurt Loder,
Downtown Julie Brown.
Yeah, and Carson Daly, of course, as I mentioned, was on there, and a couple other guys that, man, you would see. Mark Goodman was on there for a while. Alan Hunter. And you'd see these guys. I remember when Kurt Loder was here, and we saw him, like a glimpse of him through a curtain when we're walking around Rockfest. You go, oh my God, it's Kurt Loder. And he's an MTV news guy.
It's huge, man. It was huge. It just kind of identified our childhood as we tried to discover new music that we couldn't listen to on the radios. I couldn't even tell you what songs, those songs were playing on what radio station when I was growing up. Had no clue.
Q102.
Didn't know anything about it because our stations were stuck on K104.
94.5.
107.5. When they were urban, 100.3.
Right.
They were urban. So that was it. That's all we listened to. But you had to get that fix from those music videos. And then Yo MTV Raps just set the standard when I was in college.
Yeah.
Oh, man, that was so big. You would rush home trying to see what rap stars would be on that show and then what videos were going to be debuted on that. So it didn't go away. It made for MTV being on a lot of conversations
because MTV felt like it was going away. Amazing.
And then you look on your guide and it's right there. Like, what the heck is going on? But as far as the video goes, it just had me thinking back to the childhood and just consuming way too many videos on both MTV and BET, just taking it all in. All right, that's Boy Music.